In Florence, despite all that human wisdom and forethought could devise to avert it, and the adoption of many precautions for the preservation of health, despite also humble supplications addressed to God and often repeated in both public procession and otherwise by the devout. Towards the beginning of the spring of the said year, the doleful effects of the pestilence began to be horribly apparent by symptoms that showed as if miraculous.
We entertain ourselves with distractions and projects and the accumulation of pleasures and recognitions.
Betrayed itself by the emergence of certain tumors in the groin or the armpits, some of which grew as large as a common apple, others as an egg. Direction maintained that to drink freely, frequent places of public resort, take their pleasure with song and revel, sparing to satisfy no appetite and to laugh and mock at no event, was the sovereign remedy for so great an evil. Sufficient to satisfy their appetites, and not as recluses. They therefore walked abroad, carrying in their hands flowers or fragrant herbs or diverse sorts of spices, which they frequently raised to their noses, deeming it an excellent thing thus to comfort the brain with such perfumes, because the air seemed to be everywhere laden and reeking with the stench emitted by the dead and the dying and the odor of drugs.
Should we brought this?
some again the most sound, perhaps in judgment, as they were also the most harsh in temper of all, affirmed that there was no medicine for the disease superior or equal in efficiency to flat. Following which prescription, a multitude of men and women, negligent of all but themselves, deserted their city, their houses, their estate, their kinfolk, their goods, and went into voluntary exile, or migrated to the country parts, as if God, in visiting men with this pestilence, in requital of their iniquities, would not pursue them with his wrath, wherever they might be, but intended the destruction of such alone as remained within the circuit walls of the city, or deeming, perchance, that it was now time for all to flee from it, the last hour had come.